third parak of Vamatsiya Mishnah, Ches, eighth Mishnah. We're talking about when you deposited something, some produce by your friend, and you mix it together with your own stuff, how much do you remove when you give it back? So Yotzei L'Shtus L'Yayin, if you mixed his wine together with your wine, then when you turn it, you're allowed to deduct 1/6 of the deposit. Why? Because it's talking about a case where he put it in new barrels and a certain amount of it got absorbed into the barrel. And also there's usually a certain amount of peels and not wine matter mixed into the wine that remains on the bottom of the barrel. You remove an entire fifth. You remove a 3 lugim of oil per 100 barrels of 100 lugim. Lugim mechza shmarim, 1/3 for the psoilus, for the peels and waste product of the aloes that remains on the bottom. Lugim mechza bola, and another 1.5 lugim for the amount that was absorbed into the barrel. Moyeshem mezukeven waitzel shmar, it was refined oil, and you did not deduct for the peels and things because that was already removed when you received it. If there were old barrels, then you don't deduct for the amount that was absorbed into the barrel because it was already full. A person sells refined oil to his friend all year round. Even so, it's assumed that so as we said, that Rabbi Yehuda holds that if you're selling him oil, and the salesman, the one who's selling it, is planning to give him refined oil, then he's allowed to give him less than the amount they agreed on. In other words, if they agreed on a lug, he could take off. Let me start this mission again. Rabbi Yehuda says, the person is selling oil to his friend, and the salesman is planning to give him refined oil without any of the waste products mixed into it. He can deduct the equivalent of 1.5 lugim of shmarim for every 100 lugim. Because normally, that which is sold with a shmarim, and he's selling without a shmarim, and therefore, you can give him a little bit less connected to the shmarim that he took out. But might say that's not the halacha. The halacha is, if you say you're selling a certain amount, even though you plan to give him better than the market standard, you're not allowed to take off from the amount you're telling him. If you want to tell him that I'm giving you more and I want to charge you more, you're allowed to do that. But if you didn't specify that, then you have to give what you said you're going to give.